All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. forever, forever. Amen. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus. We are live here at the Now Network Studios. Yes, our forum is to continue to discuss and discover Jesus as a source of our entire lives. And yes, our mixed panel of opinions and different subjects and the things that we will reach will get us closer to Jesus, that we will now recognize, identify, and organize our relationship with him as true children of God. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm excited to learn how to play in the playground and to become a servant of God. That it's not by power and it's not by might, but it is by the Spirit of God that he allows us to be children. He allows us to be saved. He allows us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, but it's up to us to put in the work. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus. We're kicking it off tonight. This is the last week of April. We're looking forward for new guests coming in this new season, this new segment of Let's Talk Jesus. We're going to be putting out a lot of invites and asking co-hosts or guest speakers to come by and to really enhance this broadcast. We're thankful that God is still using us to share a word and using us to be accountable to the word of God here. So we're thankful. Thank you for continuing to follow. Thank you for continuing to support. And thank you for continuing to be here as a witness that God can and will change your life. And yes, no matter how sinful and broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life immediately. It doesn't matter what sin. Sin is sin. Big sin, little sin, sin. God can forgive you of your sins. He can heal you of your wounds and change the whole direction of your life if you just confess him as your personal Lord and Savior and repent for all of your sins and then walk into forgiveness to forgive everybody and come back into divine relationship. Guess what? You're just like the next person. God is here. He's no respecter of person. And he wants us to know that following him always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Yes, I'll tell you as a testimony, the first time I really met Jesus, I'm talking about as my personal Lord and Savior, not just the song in the choir, not just the emotion in worship, not just the service, but as my personal Lord and Savior, I knew that it was my responsibility to tell others about the Christ that saved me. And immediately it gave me a privilege also to do the most important thing, tell somebody about Jesus. And it also gave me a right to the tree of life that I could tell you that you have a right to the tree of life. But now in this season, we have to awaken ourselves. We have to be willing to convert ourselves and to become children of God, that we're truly doing what God has called us to do. So we're going to launch in this morning, if you were on Real Talk, Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. You know where we're at. We're here talking about the characteristics. No, not the personality of Jesus. We've talked about that before. We want to talk about the characteristics of Jesus. And we want to know that if we know his character, that the Bible says in John 14 and 2, it says that if you believe in me, third person, Jesus speaking, but if you believe in me and the works that I do, you will do also, but greater works will you do? Will you believe? He says, because he goes to the Father. And as he is now received in heaven, we know it's our responsibility to be like Jesus. He says seven explanations of the characteristics of Jesus Christ. And yes, next week we're going to bring back the personalities of Jesus Christ, virtue, love, all of those compassionate things that we need to be connected to. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to go over the characteristics to know how to truly be like Jesus. If you know him, you understand him. If you know him, you recognize him. If you know him, you know that it's not just for one, it's for all. He's no respecter of person. God is requiring us to tell somebody. He loves them like they are. Just like he loved you like you were. Oh, I know you haven't always had it together. I know you don't even have it together right now, but he still loves you. And what's so dynamic is that as long as you are pressing towards the mark of perfection, pressing towards the mark of the calling, not just a regular calling, the Bible says a high calling. then you know it has to go to another level. It can't stay the same, can't look the same, can't sound the same, can't resemble the same. It has to be something never, ever done before. What's that? God's will. And God's will be done tonight. Heavenly Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that as we come together and as we decrease, as we continue to convert ourselves as little children, we ask you, Lord, to remove anything that is not pleasing to you. Take it away right now by the submission of our sins and the repentance of our hearts to be cleansed right now in that name that is above every name, Jesus. And Lord, as you've forgiven us, now give us the power to forgive everybody, anybody, anyone possible that we may have offended or that have offended us, that we release it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us, find us favorable in your sight, Lord, as we study ourselves to be approved and talk about your son, Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify you in that same name, Jesus. And all in agreement said, amen. Knowing the characteristics of Jesus means we're taking time to know who Jesus is. That means that we're going to a next level, not just to go over somebody else's story, but we're learning our own story by reading the Word of God and have a familiarity with God personally because we know him now. And not only do we know him, he knows us because of his son that broke the veil. He destroyed the veil that separated man from God. There always had to be a priest. There always had to be an offering. There always had to be a ceremony. One man could go and petition for all your sins, all his sins. And most of the time, one man didn't come out because he could not sustain the glory of God because of sin. But Jesus, oh my God, Jesus came that you could be nothing else but free from sin. I'm going to let that kind of marinate a little bit because you are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer bound to the things of this world. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. And we know we want to be free because verse 23 says, for the wages of sin, the cost, the penalty, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Say it again, is eternal life in Christ our Lord. So you got to move into him. A new creation is somebody in Christ Jesus, not your old ways. I know you done got stuck on some things. Prayerfully, I'm not talking to anybody tonight, but that one person out there, you are still stuck in your old ways. It's time to break the veil. You are still doing stuff the same way. It's time to break the veil. You're still saying stuff the same way. It's time to break the veil. See, why do we want to break the veil? So now we can enter in and have a divine relationship with God that has no boundaries, no restrictions, but free will, free offering, free relationship with the Father because we have submitted ourselves in humility to first love God and then to understand how God loved us. And then to love God back that way, now we can now practice loving one another. But we cannot even have the excuse anymore that I am subject to sin, that I could fall into sin, that I may jump into sin. No, you have to make a decision that when you know you are in Christ Jesus, you are no longer a slave to sin. You don't have to do it. I shared this morning. To be tempted is just the tempt. But until you fall into temptation, when now your mind is contemplating, now your mind is seeing it done already before you did it, now your mind is starting to resonate on it, you've already fallen into trouble because now you're going to make that phone call. Now you're going to go out there and find that boo. Now you're going to go out there and find that dude. Now you're going to find that sin that we know has nothing but a cost of death to it. And we keep playing with fire and wonder why we are getting burnt. If you do not accept the fact that because of our Lord, because of our Savior, we are now, watch this, in his likeness. Verse 5 of chapter 6 says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." Somebody's out there still acting the same way. You're not resurrected. You just had Easter. You just hid some eggs. You just cooked a dinner and had a holiday. But when you're resurrected, you're no longer you who live, but he who lives in you. Now you know that first it must go to another level of what? Resurrection. Now, if you want to know the first I am that I was led to, and knowing the characteristics of Jesus is in John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe? See, I think that question should be asked every day. Where's my belief system at? Do I really believe? No. I'm talking about that little thing that you keep thinking or contemplating about every day for the last 30 years. Now, I know it's not a big thing. I know it's not stopping you from paying your bills. I know you still look good at church. I know you still sound holy. I'm talking about that one thing that only you are dealing with that you want to happen, but it just is not coming to fruition. I guarantee you the reason why it's not, because you do not believe enough. You have not totally convinced yourself to believe that it can happen with God. You think it's taking man. You think it's a loan. You think it's a credit check. You think it's this. You think it's that. No, it's not. It's you believing that all things are possible through him. And then knowing that if it's possible through him, then I know I can do. If you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do what? Also. So if I can do also, then if he's the resurrection and the life, not just the resurrection, because he added the next part, he's the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe? See, knowing Jesus and his characteristics, you got to know what it all means to believe in him. He already made it known. It didn't matter who it was. He said, whoever believes in him would not perish, but have what? Eternal life. See, that's the world standard. That the world is what he came for. But he went into more detail here. He went to a point to say that even though you are a believer and you experience physical death, you will still have life. He was referring to the resurrection of those who die in faith. Don't be weary. You know they have faith. You know they believed in God. You still worried about a death that happened 20 years ago and they up there in glory. But you know we have to know you pass to a new level, to a new direction, to a new place. And if you didn't know about the rapture, get to know about it. you wouldn't see this in a rapture. You have to know that this is something that he's talking about in generation to generation, that you have to believe and go to the next level. Don't get bogged down by yesterday's generation. You're in your own generation. And guess what? You too shall pass. Oh, I forgot. You're going to live forever. I will too pass. Now, I believe he's going to give me seasonal more years, but when it's time to go, it's time to go. See, he's talking about the ones, if you really get into the word, that's going to be alive, that another generation can stay alive. Not just tell your generation, but teach the next generation that they can be alive, to go to tell the next generation that they can be alive. And understanding that it's not about physical, it's about spiritual. And God is always, if you listen, he is going to confirm the single qualification to eternal life is believing in the death, in the burial, in the price that was paid, The word paid is not pay, it's paid. It has already been paid. But you have to respect what has been sown. You have to respect what has been dedicated to you, sacrificed to you. That now you can become, he says, if you believe in me and the works that I do. What was his works? The resurrection of life. If you remember the story in John 11, that was Martha coming to sending. Well, Martha sent her people out, Mary and Martha. They were very concerned. Their brother was dead. Verse 1, it says, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary was anointed the Lord with the fragrant, remember, the fragrant oil, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. The Son of God may be glorified through it. Don't always look at an obstacle and think it's bad. No. See, every obstacle, there's a glory. There is an opportunity. There is a situation on the other side. You just don't look high enough. You keep looking low and seeing low. You keep looking sideways. That's all you're going to see is sideways. You keep looking somebody else's direction. That's all you'll ever look. But if you take a time, when obstacle comes, just to raise up out of the situation, out of the suffering, out of the cries, out of the worry, raise up and look beyond where you ever thought you could imagine to the hill and see that my help cometh from the Lord. You'll see your opportunity through your obstacle when you start looking. And understanding that you got to stop trying to recognize in the flesh. You must know that for God to be glorified, he's glorified where? In heaven. Not here on earth. And knowing. Even though you believe, you got to go to the next level to receive it before you ever see it. You got to go to another level to achieve it. When nobody else is even saying, boy, you crazy. You ain't going, that's not, that's what you said. That's why I didn't agree with you. Because I knew you wasn't in agreement. I'm agreeing with those that agree with me, and I only need one more. Can I get one person out there tonight? Just one, and I can just look at the top 30 on the broadcast and see I got covenant partners galore, so I know we already beat the numbers, but I just need one to agree about anything on earth. And it shall be done. Jesus said it. And when you know that when we really work together, this teaching is for us to become on one accord, for us all to become the resurrection and the life. Now watch this. Even though that man on that corner, it looks like he's dead, he can still live. And that next man that looks like he's alive, guess what? He'll never die. But you must become the resurrection. How do you become the resurrection? Luke 9:23. If anyone desires to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow. Now you're on the right track. Because now you are, watch this, doing everything to save the lost and unsaved. You know the Great Commission. Now you can become the resurrection and the life. See, you get them up, but you also can show them life. You can also show them a possibility. You can also show them that it's possible through Jesus Christ and only Jesus Christ. So this is our study for this week. Verse 25 of John 11, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection of life. Are you? Ask yourself, am I the resurrection of life? I ain't been acting like it. Don't get mad at yourself. Don't beat yourself up. We're not going to do it. We ain't here to condemn nobody. I might check you on a few things. You might get your toe stepped on a little bit, but we are not trying to condemn you, because there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in. I'm in Christ Jesus, so I ain't condemning nobody. I believe we all going to make it, because I'm going to keep hollering. I'm going to keep screaming. I'm going to keep shouting. I'm going to keep preaching that if I can do it, you can do it. Somebody asked me earlier, man, why you preach so much, man? You preach yesterday, you preach today. You take days off, I preach so I stay out of trouble. I preach the word of God all day, every day, so I stay out of trouble. And maybe I can help you stay out of trouble too. Because see, if I know that trouble comes from temptation, I won't ever look and listen to the tempted. I can't be tempted because I won't fall into temptation. I won't get in trouble because temptation ain't in my life. I know how to be the resurrection. Kill myself daily, denying myself daily, taking up my cross daily, following him daily. And you know, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, I die to me so he can live. That is the resurrection. Here's the life. I'm going to walk in it now, even though I don't have everything I think I should have. I don't have the stuff people say I should have. I'm not driving the car people would like to see me driving. I don't have the money in the bank accounts that other people say they have. I got the peace and the joy of love that I can go through any situation and not waver left to right, up or down, east to west, north to south. I can stay consistent and go through with purpose because I know what the resurrection is all about. Now I know what the life is about. The life is in me. The resurrection is in me. I can do better today. And I charge myself every day, all day, constantly. You can do better. That wasn't good enough. I know they pat you on the back. I know they clapped. I know it's not good enough. Because they ain't calling Jesus' name yet. They still calling your name. They still patting you on the back, not Jesus on the back. And you can do better. You're not doing good enough. You haven't converted totally. It's not your voice. See, they still hear your voice. They're not hearing his voice. They're hearing your song, not his song. They're hearing your message, not his message. They hear, no. See, dying of self, say, I release and I surrender all. See, this resurrection thing is a little bit harder than we really wanted to get to because we thought it was only for Easter. I can't even resonate with that title. How they mix Easter bunny eggs and baskets together with the Christ that died on the cross for my sin. How did dying get involved? How did Easter egg hunts get involved? I know we want our children to be entertained, but they need to know the price that was paid for them so they can be the generation will change the next generation. We're doing an outreach this weekend. We're believing God's going to change lives. He's going to break some bondages. But we're not looking for a truce. We're looking for to kill and destroy gang violence. Any type of violence. No. No truce. Don't tie them rags together. Burn them rags. Kill them rags. Don't unite the rags because now you're putting blue and red together. Y'all going to have another gang. No. Kill gangs. Destroy gangs. Put gangs under your feet. No truce is the movement. No truce. No truce. No truce. Kill it. No truce. No. Now we're here for truce talks. We are here for killing it. Put down the rags. Burn the rags. Destroy it. See, that's real resurrection. Oh, my God. Because don't you know when he got up? Oh, Jesus. He had all power. Not a little power, not some power. When he got up, he had all power and authority and dominion to release it to you so you could become the resurrection and the life. Now, don't get overwhelmed or a little scared saying that's a big responsibility because it is. But guess what? You no longer work the system. He's working it. You're no longer in charge. He's in charge. You're no longer talking the talk. You're just the mouthpiece. You are really understanding what it means to become a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador of reconciliation, the word of reconciliation, and the mouthpiece of reconciliation to tell you that God still loves you. God did not give up on you. He'll never give up on you. I don't care what nobody else said. Don't believe it. But believe in him that will set you free. See, that's the resurrection of life. That's knowing John 3:16 coming to fruition in me. Because I am the one who loves the Lord. I am the one who believes in the Lord. I am the one going to follow the Lord. But watch this. Not only do I have the availability, I have access to him because I believe. Now, as we get ready to open up the lines, I feel in the spirit there's a couple of people that want to get in on this broadcast. But let me just say this right now. No matter if you messed up, and maybe I was able to minister something to you tonight that said, you know what, he got me on that one. And I know he don't even know it's me. Well, God does. But I don't know it's you. I'm just being obedient. Don't beat yourself up. This is not condemnation alley. This is resurrection alley, meaning die to it now and live in Christ. Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you for step one and your characteristics. Now I thank you that you'll charge us to study deeper on what the resurrection and what life is, and knowing your son more, that we become more like him as you've designed him to be, as you've called it to be, and as you've anointed and ordained it to be. We thank you today, Lord, that no deaf ear has heard. We thank you that even the live listeners, the archive listeners, the blog talk listeners, the YouTube listeners will receive this word as we delivered it as truth. We thank you, Lord, that you've forgiven us of all our sins as we've confessed. We thank you that we're new again, that you can use us as doormats, that you can use us as shelves, that you can use us as doors, that you can use us as opportunities to tell somebody about your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you. But now we charge ourselves to go to work and do everything you did in excellence. So have your way. Move like never before. Be honored, be glorified, be magnified. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's talk Jesus. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get in on this. Dial one. Come on in into the queue. We will definitely love to hear from you tonight. Need prayer. Just want somebody to connect with you and believe with you. We're here to pray with you. You may not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. You don't even know how you got on this broadcast. You may be listening online. And if you need to talk to us, I need you to call in. You cannot from online do any interaction with us. But if you call the number 319-527-6173, dial one, they'll bring you in the queue and I'll be able to communicate with you, or have one of our covenant partners communicate with you. But let's talk Jesus. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're going to leave it there. God bless you guys. We thank you for this evening and this opportunity to fellowship together. We'll be back next week with characteristic number 2, then characteristic number 3, and we'll continue as the Lord leads. But I thank you for tonight. I thank God for you. I bless God for you. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But the most important thing you need to know is that you are God's greatest miracle. Start acting like it and know he'll do it.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Right.